الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فلما بلغ معه السعي قال يا بني إني أرى في المنام أني أذبحك فانظر ماذا ترى قال يا أبت افعل ما تؤمر ستجدني إن شاء الله من الصابرين صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اغفر للحاج ولمن استغفر له الحاج أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam. Throughout this week, we would have been meeting the returning Hujjaj. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed with the opportunity of performing Hajj this year. We would have noticed many pamphlets, many emails, many WhatsApp messages, social media is rife with advices as to what the sunnah method of meeting the Hujjaj is. Primarily, we are advised to take some of the benefit, some of the nuraniyat. Like the poet puts it very nicely, he says, Ala kulli zuwari daril habib. Ala kulli zuwari daril habib. هنيئا لكم في الجنان الخلود أفيضوا علينا من الماء فيضا فنحن عطاش وأنتم برود. He says, listen, say to the one that has visited Darul Habib, the home of the beloved, the home of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ka'batullah is the house of Allah. So he says, say to the one that has visited Darul Habib, هنيئا لكم, Mubarak to you. Glad tidings to you. Fil jinan al khulud, of a jannat which will be forever and ever. This is inferring to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein he said, Al hajj al mabrur laysa lahu jazaun illa al jannah. He said, Hajj mabrur, accepted maqbool hajj, there is no other return, no other recompense for it besides jannat. Unfortunately, previously also we mentioned it, we are mentioning it again. That when it comes to the amal of deen, whether it is hajj, whether it is the qurbani that took place last week, these amal of deen to a very large extent have become rituals for us. We have become habitual, we are carrying it out, we are going through the motions. The asbaq, the lessons, the haqaiq, the reality, what this ummah is required to revisit with regards to these amal, that concern and consideration is no longer amongst us. Hassan Basri rahimahullah, when it was mentioned to him that al-hajj al-mabrur laysa lahu jazaun illa al-jannah, hajj al-mabrur, there is no other return besides jannah, what was his response? He said, what is the sign of this? What is the sign of this? How do you know it is hajj al-mabrur? How do you know that this amal was carried out correctly? So they said, tell us. He said, أَنْ يَرْجِعَ زَاهِدًا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَرَاغِبًا فِي الْآخِرَةِ. He said, when the haji returns, you will observe that his shauq, his inclination for akhirat has increased. His disinclination, his disattachment from this dunya has increased. Why? Because he has gone to that maidan, that place, which is the mazhara, the display of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the maidan of ish. That is why in Quran also, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the hajis leaving Arafat, in the Arabic language, the word to leave a place is kharaja. Person left somewhere. Allah Ta'ala does not say فَإِذَا خَرَجْتُم مِّنْ عَرَفَاتٍ, when you leave Arafat. Allah said فَإِذَا أَفَضْتُم مِّنْ عَرَفَاتٍ, when you make ifadha from Arafat. What is this word ifadha? The root meaning, if you study it, it means to overflow. One explanation ulama ikram give of this, they say if you take an aerial view of Arafah and the 2 or 2.5 million people as they leave, it looks like a river that is overflowing with a sea of humanity. The spiritual meaning, the underlying meaning of this, that ulama give, فَإِذَا أَفَضْتُم مِّنْ عَرَفَاتٍ, that if this amal of hajj is carried out correctly, then the heart of the haji will be overflowing with the love of Allah, with the ishq and muhabbat of Allah. So Allah is saying, now take this love of mine and flow with it to the four corners of the world. This is what is meant in that poem which I recited in the beginning, that Mubarak to you, Allah has given you a jannat forever and ever. Afidhu alayna min al-ma, say to the returning haji, that give me some of the water, sprinkle some of the water upon me. What water? The water of Allah's ish, the water of Allah's muhabbat. Your heart is overflowing with the love of Allah. فَنَحْنُ عُطَاشٌ وَأَنْتُمْ مُرُودُ, you have drunk to your full, we are thirsty. But when will this happen, my respected brothers? When these amal are carried out correctly. Whether we've been for hajj or not, there are certain asbaq, certain lessons, which are addressed to the entire ummah, that we are supposed to revisit at the time, at this time of the year. For example, Arafah. Those who are not in Arafah, they are encouraged to fast. Why? Imitate the haji of Arafah. What is the message of Arafah? What is the sabak of Arafah? Just to gather on the plains of Arafah? No. Just to make wukuf? No. Just to make dua? No. What is the lesson of Arafah? Turn the clock back. How far back? To the first two hajis, Adam alayhi salam and Hawa alayhi salam. Arafah means recognition. Allah Ta'ala sent Adam alayhi salam down in Syria, Ceylon. Hawa was sent down in Yemen. Husband and wife separated, 40 years looking for each other. Finally in Arafah, near Jabalur Rahmah, near the mountain of mercy, they come together. Arafah, recognition. When they come together, what do they do? رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ, oh Allah, we have oppressed our souls. If you don't forgive us and have mercy upon us, we are going to be amongst the losers. What is the sabak of Arafah? Tawbah. Tawbah. Ask Allah for forgiveness. Not lip service tawbah. What is the real tawbah? Hassan Basri rahimahullah is told, جَزَاءُ الْحَجِّ الْمَبْرُورِ الْمَغْفِرَةِ, if a person makes hajj correctly, Allah makes his maghfirat, Allah forgives him. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, رَجَعَكَ يَوْمِ وَلَدَتْهُ أُمُّهُ, he returns like a newborn baby. What is the response of the sage? What is his response? He says, آيَةُ ذَلِكَ, what is the sign of correct tawbah? What is the sign that your tawbah is accepted? What is the sign that your maghfirat has been made? أَنْ يَدَعْ سَيَّ مَا كَانَ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الْعَمَلِ, that the kabira gunas, the major sins that were taking place in your life, you make such a tawbah that you do not revert back to it. That is tawbah. For the life to change. Ramadan comes and goes, analyze the life before Ramadan, analyze the life after Ramadan. We go in the path of Allah, analyze the life before going, when we come back. People are going for hajj, people are going for umrah, analyze before and after. We are going, we are asking for forgiveness. But the life is not changing. The major sins are not coming out. Why we have this perception or idea, I'll give it up later, I've still got time. Who's got time? Where's the extension? Go to the Qabristan, not far from here. Visit the Qabristan and see how much extension. Read the dates on the plates in front of the Qubur and understand how much extension we've really got. No one's got extension. Why are we delaying? Asbaq, lessons. Qurbani took place. Many of us, the day of Eid, the day of Qurbani was what? Was a day of merrymaking. No problem with that. Eid is happiness. It's a festivity. But what was the sabak? What is the lesson? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when referring to that Qurbani, He said, Sunnat Abikum Ibrahim. This is the sunnat of your father Ibrahim alayhi salam. What is the lesson for the ummah? That when that qurbani is being made on the day of Eid, go back mentally, psychologically. Go back to where this amal comes from. We feel very embarrassed. We return from Hajj. People meet us, especially the non-Muslims. They talk about the stampede. The media had a field day. Obviously, they don't have understanding. But look at the tones in which it was described. Stoning ritual. Stoning the devil. Like some pagan rite is taking place. For them, it is understandable. What about the Muslims? Is that qurbani just passing a knife over the neck of an animal? Is it just taking the life of an animal? Have we revisited the reality of it? We get upset if the non-Muslims talk like that. When we ourselves are carrying out these amal, how much have we visited the reality of this? That what is this qurbani? What does my Nabi mean when he says the sunnat of your father Ibrahim alayhi salam? What is the sabak and lesson you are supposed to take from it? 9th of Zulhijjah was Arafah. The sabak of Arafah is Tawbah. 10th of Zulhijjah is Mina. Pelting the shayateen, making qurbani. What is the sabak of that? What is the lesson of that? That father who made dua, how long dua? 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years? Not an ordinary person. Khalilullah, the friend of Allah. Allah's special friend. Is making dua, one dua. Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Oh Allah, give me a pious child. Oh Allah, give me a pious child. Oh Allah, give me a pious child. Nowadays you find somebody, I made dua, Allah not answering my dua. I made dua, Allah not answering my dua. We become frustrated. We don't understand the value of dua. It's mentioned the mafhum of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That every dua you make is accepted by Allah till the day you say that I made dua and it is not accepted. That is the day when Allah closes the door to acceptance. Before that, every dua accepted. The manner in which Allah accepts differs. Either Allah gives you what you're asking for, the same thing. Allah gives you something better. Allah averts some calamity that is supposed to befall you. Oh Allah Ta'ala keeps it behind as a zakhira and provision for you in the hereafter. And it is mentioned that when you see what Allah has kept in the hereafter, you will wish that not one dua was answered in this world. So much more Allah has kept for you. So where is the point in becoming frustrated? This is Khalilullah, 60 years and more. He doesn't become frustrated. Begging Allah. Begging Allah, pious son, pious son, pious son. After more than 60 years of dua, Allah blesses him with a child. Then what is the command? Take that child and the young wife, Hajar, alayhi salam, 19 or 20 years of age, princess of Egypt. Take them and leave them where? Makkah Mukarramah, not Makkah Mukarramah of today, Makkah Mukarramah of 4,000 years ago. Wadin ghayri zi zara. That Quran describes a land without vegetation. Arid black mountains in every direction. Jabal Abi Qubais, Jabal Marwa, Jabal Safa, Jabal Umar. Black arid mountains. No water, no vegetation, no source of life. Who is the rehber and guide? Ibrahim al-Islam doesn't even know where he's going. Ordered to take his family and leave them. Where? Jibreel will show you. The small kafla undertakes this journey from Philistine, from Palestine, until they reach the spot that Allah has decided. Ibrahim alayhi salam is commanded, leave your wife, leave the child and return now. He starts returning. Hajar becomes worried, concerned. Ibrahim, you are leaving us. Where are you going? The command was, do not even mention to her. She starts following him, grabs hold of his kurta, begging him, crying, sobbing. Have I hurt you? Have I angered you? Why are you abandoning me? Right up till Quday, almost 3 kilometers. Quday is 3 kilometers from Ka'batullah. When she reaches that point, the thought enters the heart that this is a Nabi of Allah. And a Nabi will not just do something that doesn't make sense like this. He will not abandon his family, he will not make zulm. So when this thought enters the heart, she asks one question. And this is the sabak of Mina. This is the sabak behind this incident, why every haji and every Muslim throughout the entire world of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the 10th of Zulhijjah is reminded that revert back to this question that Hajar asked Ibrahim alayhi salam. This is why we are told sunnat abikum Ibrahim. Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam wants you to revisit this incident and primarily this question. Allahu amaraka bihada. Allahu amaraka bihada. Defenseless young woman, newborn baby, beloved child, the product of 60 years of dua, abandon them in a place with no water, no vegetation, no livelihood. To talk about this is easy. Understand the predicament, understand the reality, understand the mountain of qurbani that was facing this family. Allah commanded you with this? Logically, it doesn't make sense. It makes absolutely no sense. This is suicide. This is abandonment of the highest degree. Allahu amaraka bihada Ibrahim. Has Allah commanded you with this? So that every Muslim till Qiyamah, when the temptation is there in front of him, bhai, I've got enough to put the deposit down. The monthly rental income is more than enough to meet the installments. It's a win-win situation. I can't go wrong. Fancy bank document is prepared, put in front of you. Dotted line, bhai, put the signature down. You don't want to live in rental accommodation, live in your own house. You don't want to drive a small car, drive a fancy car. You don't want to be satisfied with one shop, become an industrialist. Be competitive in the marketplace, get involved with the banks, get involved with the riba, win-win. Logically everything is there. The dotted line is presented, sign now. What are you signing? Are you signing a win-win situation? Are you signing something which you're going to benefit from? What is the reality? فَإِلَّمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. What is Quran telling you? That when you put pen to paper, when you sign on the dotted line, you are not signing a document. You are signing a written declaration of war with Allah. That, Ya Allah, you and your Rasul, I'm declaring war with you and I'm signing this. فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. This is Quran. Allah says you have declared war with Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This makes sense to you? And Allah says, يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى وَيُرْبِ الصَّدَقَاتِ. Allah destroys riba, Allah multiplies sadaqah. When you sell your goods in the marketplace and you don't reveal the defect, مَنْ بَاعِيبًا لَمْ يُبَيِّنْهُ لَمْ يَزَلْ فِي مَقَتِ اللَّهِ وَلَمْ تَزَلِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ تَلْعَنُهُ. Rasulullah s.a.w. said, when you sell in the marketplace, you want to keep up with the competition. You think you're going to fill your coffers, you think you're going to get barakat, blessings. What does my Nabi say? When you sell defective goods, when you sell with lies, when you deceive people, you know the fault, you are deceiving them. لَمْ يَزَلْ فِي مَقَتِ اللَّهِ. You will perpetually be in the anger of Allah. And perpetually the malaika will curse you. Allahu amaraka bihada. Ibrahim, is this the command of Allah? Every Muslim is asked to revisit this incident so that every day in your home, in the marketplace, in the challenges of life in front of you, ask yourself this question, kya ye Allah ka hukam hai? What I'm about to do, is it Allah's command? Is it Allah's command? Is it Allah's command? When Ibrahim alayhi salam nods in affirmation, yes, this is the command of Allah, then it doesn't make sense. It is illogical. It is abandonment. Call it whatever you want. What is the reaction of the mother of this ummah? Idhan lay yudhayyan Allah. Idhan lay yudhayyan Allah. If this is Allah's command, there is only prosperity. We will never be harmed. Allah will never cause us to go to waste. Allah's barakat, Allah's health, Allah's blessing. And how? Kaabatullah was given. Zamzam was given. Protection of Allah was given. This family was made the family from which the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came. To that extent, Allah accepted this qurbani. So that the ummah has to remember this. What is the lesson? What is the sabak? Man chahi zindagi se nikalna, Rab chahi zindagi par aana. Come out of a life of your own desires. Come onto a life of the command of Allah. 6 or 7 years pass. What is the next command?
فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَى.
Quran does not mention the age of this child. Quran uses the expression فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَى. Sa'i, which means movement or harkat. Mufassirin explain that this intimates that the age of this child was somewhere between 6 and 10 years. Allah commands the same father who cried for this child that go now and slaughter the same child. Again, it doesn't make sense. From Philistine, imagine that 2,000 kilometer journey, how this father must have undertaken that journey. When every step, he could almost visualize the knife passing over the neck of his own child. As Makkah comes closer, what must have been going through the heart of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam? I'm cutting the incident short. He takes his son. Shaitan obviously is not going to leave them. That is where Jamara, the pelting of the Jamara comes. Each time Shaitan makes an approach, 7 stones are picked up. Ibrahim alayhi salam flings the stones. Shaitan is not there now. That is symbolism of what? That the temptation of Shaitan, don't give in to that. Pick up the stone and fight your own nafs. Fight the deception of Shaitan. That is what we are required to do. It's not a stoning ritual. Finally, that moment comes. Ibrahim alayhi salam is preparing the mind of this child. Inni ya bunayya, O my beloved son. Inni ara fil manam, I have seen in a dream, it is the command of Allah. Anni adbahuka, that I am slaughtering you. Fanzur madha tara, what is your opinion? What is your opinion? What is the response of this little child? Ya abatif al ma tu'mar, tu'mar. The mother, what did she ask? Allahu amaraka bihada. Ibrahim, is it Allah's command? What does the son ask? Oh my father, is this Allah's command? If al ma tu'mar, if it is Allah's command, then what are you waiting for? Why are you even engaging in a conversation? If al, carry it out. Carry out the command of Allah. The Arabic language is not a dry language. This expression, ya abati, denotes joy. Denotes happiness, denotes contentment. Oh my beloved father, there's no wow, there's no thumma, there's no delay. What is he saying? Oh my beloved father, do as Allah has commanded you. What are you waiting for? Ibrahim alayhi salam is shocked. The riwayat of Ibn Qudama Hanbali rahimullah explains, makes tafsir of this verse, that Ibrahim alayhi salam even asked the child, that oh my son, do you understand what I'm asking you? Do you understand what I'm about to do? What is the response of this child? Yes. Yes, I understand. You will take my life. I will leave the dunya. In return for the dunya, I will get Jannah. Jannah is better than this dunya. I will lose you, but I will get Allah. And Allah is better than you. Who is saying this? A 7-year-old child. Where did this iman come from? Where did this tarbiyat come from? Where did this spiritual nurturing come from? Where did this mountain of acceptance come from? That this is, if this is Allah's command, carry it out. Don't wait, don't hesitate. Allah's command, take my life. If my life has to be given, I'm ready to give that life. In a little child, he did not see his father. He barely saw his father. Ibrahim al-Islam was commanded to leave his family. This tarbiyat took place at the in the lap of the mother. This was Hajar's tarbiyat. The sabak for the ummah till qiyamah, that the first madrasa of this ummah is the mother. The flowers and sons of Islam. The flowers of Islam of tomorrow. The Hassan Basri's and Rabia. The Rabia Basri's and the Hassan Basri's of tomorrow. And the Junaid Baghdadi's of tomorrow. Will come from where? Will come when the mother is right. When the tarbiyat of the home is right, when the sabak of iman is taught in the home, Ibrahim Ismail alayhi salam was not exposed to his father. This level of iman came from the teaching of his mother. This is why my Nabi has taught us, when you choose a partner, choose piety, there is nothing better than that. We are taught, our elders are telling us, establish halqa of ta'lim in your home. Make effort on the iman of your women folk. We are encouraged, take them out in the path of Allah. I'm digressing. One of our elders, some time back, was in South Africa. Someone asked him the question. He was encouraging people to take their masturat out in the path of Allah. So someone asked him the question, how often do you take your masturat out? He looked at that person and then he said, because you are saying it, I'm going to mention it. I finished my studies, I did my alim course. For the last 23 years I am in Tabligh. In that 23 year period, two full months consecutively, I was able to stay at home only twice. In 23 years, I was at home for full 2 months only twice. You're asking me how often I took my wife out in the path of Allah. 2 months I was at home only twice in 23 years. But nevertheless, recently I took my masturat out, my wife out for 3 days in the path of Allah. After the 3 days she returned and she asked me one question. She said, you are going to France, you are going to Spain, you are going to Italy, you are going throughout the entire world. Allah is using you for the akhirat of so many people. What fikr have you made for my akhirat? What fikr have you made for my akhirat? He said, this question came from my wife when I took her out for the first 3 days in the path of Allah. He said, I consoled her, you are making sabr over my qurbani, Allah is giving you jannat also. What effort are we making on our family? We are worried about calls of gender equality left and right. We want to make our daughters, we say we need female, we need female gynecologists, and we need psychiatrists, and we need this and we need that. So sell the iman in the universities. Expose them to such an environment of zina and shamelessness, the like of which you can't even imagine. Our jamaats have visited the universities. Take the trouble, my respected brother. Take the trouble. Ramadan month, if you want to see young Muslim girls listening to blaring music and playing cards with Muslim youngsters, if you want to see it in Ramadan, then go to the universities. Don't be like an ostrich with the head in the ground and say, my daughter has to become a career woman, so I'm prepared to turn a blind eye to all this. What is the generation of tomorrow going to be? Who is going to plant the seeds of iman in the children of tomorrow? Who's going to teach them haya? Who's going to teach them shame? A product of this university? Who are we fooling? And then we want to cry. And then we go out there, take the trouble. Then we'll see the reality of what is going on. Coming back to this incident, what is the response of Ismail alayhi salam? Oh my father, in exchange for you I will get Allah. In exchange for this dunya I will get Jannah. But I have one concern. My mother will be hurt. When my mother comes to know I am no more, she will be hurt. She takes his kurta off. Young boy takes his kurta off, gives it to his father. He says, give this to my mother so that she may remember me by it. And then he says, oh my father, I don't want you to be dissuaded from carrying out Allah's command by the movement. So tie my hands, tie my feet, place me face down so that you cannot see my eyes. Who is this? A young boy is giving advice to who? To Ibrahim alayhi salam. That personality, Allah says, ummatan qanita. Allah refers to him as an ummat. Rehbare kamil, qaide kamil. Young boy is giving him advice. Such iman he learned. Put me face down. Allah encapsulates this advice of Ismail alayhi salam in the expression of Quran, where Allah says, falamma aslama wa tallahu lil jabeel. The both subjected themselves to the command of Allah, accepted Allah's command, and Ismail al-Islam tallahu lil jabeen was made to lie forehead on the ground. Quran clearly describes this posture, such is the acceptance. More than 90 years of age, a 90-year-old person to slaughter a chicken is difficult. What it must have been to slaughter his own child. Places his knees on the back of his young child, grabs hold of the hair, lifts it up to expose the neck, places the knife on the neck and then looks to the heavens and says, oh my Allah, if this command has come because the love of Ismail alayhi salam replaced your love in my heart, Ya Allah, today I am sacrificing Ismail because more beloved than you there is no one to me. And Ya Allah, if this command has come because you are testing me, I am not worthy of being tested. But I ask you, I beseech you to make me successful in this test. This pukar, this call of Ibrahim alayhi salam caused the malaika to cry. Caused the mountains of Mina to cry. Saying this, he said, Bismillahi Allahu Akbar. He takes the name of Allah and passes the knife over the neck of his own child.
إليك قصدي رب البيت والحجر فأنت سؤلي من حجي ومن عمري وفيك سعي وتطوافي ومزدلفي والهدي نفسي الذي يغني عن الجزر. Like the poet says, Ya Allah, Mina, Makkah, Safa, Marwa, Arafa, nothing is the goal. Ya Allah, you are the goal. You are the goal, your love. And the Qurbani animal is not this Qurbani animal that was slaughtered. No! Qurbani animal is my own nafs. To slaughter this nafs, I don't need a knife. This is the sabak. This is the lesson. Allah wants to see the willingness come out of a life of your desires and hand yourself over to a life of the desires of Allah. On that, on accepting the command of Allah, look at how this family was raised. Look at the martaba, look at the status. Every haji, every mu'tamir, every Muslim till qiyamah is commanded by Allah to revisit this incident. Learn the sabak, learn the lesson of qurbani, learn the primary lesson. Come out of a life of your desires. Hand yourself, bring yourself on a life of the command of Allah. May Allah give us tawfiq.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.